This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On the line is Alma Pollard. She's the executive director of the Green Times. What a wonderful time we always have with her on a Wednesday, and she's even with us on her Youth Day holiday. Alma, much respect for you, and good morning. Great having you along with us.
Absolutely. The elders don't have holidays. They've got too much work to do.
That's true.
So that the youth can be a little bit safer, hopefully, in the long run.
Exactly right. And I love that about today's story as well. Makes me feel like this is something for the youth, although it really can be anybody that's involved. But what I really like about our story this morning, Alma, it's people that can say, no, I'm not happy with what's happening right underneath my nose. I want to stand up and I want to be an activist and I want to see change. And you can see the passion in the eyes of these people in the photograph that's shared on the Green Times on the story, Alma. So again, thanks for allowing us to see passion even through the photography, not only the excellent journalism. So thanks again for this great story.
Thank you. Well, I think nothing is more exciting for me than constructive empowerment of the youth to be able to become environmental activists. I mean, for me, nothing is more important than that. And I think it's really great that people who, so the main focus of this training seems to me to be to for community members who live near industries and have battles with pollution. But you know what? I mean, we all have battles with pollution. Even here, we've got agricultural sprays that make a lot of us very sick. So I particularly wanted to speak about this story because I think this should be not once a year. This should be happening monthly. We need to get the entire youth educated about this, and they don't just teach them how to do presentations, but also how to take on local government and how to address problems and how to do this in a constructive and a legally correct way. Because this is by the Center for Environmental Rights, which is a legal company. So they are, you know, providing that gap. And I myself am active in a couple of projects locally, and each time I bump my head against the red tape because I don't know enough about how things work in government. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity for people to attend and become educated. It seems to me to be fully funded. People even get stationery and laptops. This is the fifth time it's happened. It's only once a year. And so I have made contact with them yesterday because I think this really needs to be, as I say, rolled out.
I love that they're called environmental justice activists. You know, it's not given it some flowery title. It's really what it is.
Yeah, well, the whole environmental issue is a social justice issue, and which is something that Bishop Tutu said something like 20 years ago. I remember I cut it out of the newspaper and stuck it on my wall for a couple of years.
Wow.
Because we do know that, you know, the more vulnerable people are, the more they, the quicker they perish, the more they suffer from all these environmental causes. And it's also a gender story because this year the theme is women. Women in environment. And so we also know that traditionally, and it still is the case, that mostly women are responsible for the growing of food and for the finding of water, and I can extend that to, and for keeping the family healthy in terms of food and cooking and so on. And, you know, you can imagine the water. And so women are really there to protect the health of families. And so if they are in an area near to industries and children are inhaling bad air and getting asthma and all sorts of things, it lands very much on women's shoulders. So that focus is also there. I don't know if they are only going to take women in this group. I don't think so. You can see it's a mixed group. But the focus will have to be on empowerment of women because we've learned throughout that if women are empowered, then things get better.
You make a very good point. We even had this conversation here in the studio earlier on, just in terms of the way that people respond to certain things. You often find the ladies step up to the plate and often need to drag the man along. We're having that exact conversation about an hour ago here between the two of us off air. What's also great about this is this is focusing on practical things, but also this isn't wishy-washy. This is how you're able to go and speak to people in positions of authority and to state your case. I mean, this isn't just a cute thing. This is somebody who's actively saying, I want to make a change and I want to be upskilled that I could step into big offices and speak to important people and say what needs to be said in the right way to get a desired outcome. I love this. This is activists to the core.
And most of the time, I think activists fail because we don't know the law properly.
Yeah.
They talk here about including the use of statutory remedies. For example, writing complaint and objection letters, reporting environmental violations, and using access to information laws. You know, we mostly get held back because we don't know enough about the law.
Mm.
And I think this is really going to empower people. And I just, I'm really hoping that one can, as I say, scale this thing. Because I don't know of a youngster who should not be trained in this way, especially, you know, those maybe who don't have work. I mean, there's
yes.
so many, many, many young people. What is the stats now? Something like 40% of youngsters
right.
who don't have work. I mean, I've always dreamt about training up this green army. So this could be part of it. And I mean, they already have groundwork for fantastic people. They have the Environmental Justice School. So this type of stuff really gives me a bit of hope for the future.
What's great about this and story is there's even a link at the bottom. If you want to apply or nominate someone for this course, there's an application form and all of the information is there. But you need to get going because you only have until the end of next month, July, to be able to do it. Elma, have you ever thought, you're talking about a green army, have you ever thought of doing something like this, of having like a mentorship program?
Absolutely. You know, I have the Write for Earth mentorship program
oh.
where I teach people to write environmental stories. In fact, I reached out to these people yesterday to say what I would be very happy to offer a module on environmental writing.
Yes.
Because the more you write about what you do, the more you also scale it and you bring it under the attention. It's always a matter of creating more and more awareness. So for me, if people are quietly doing things and the public doesn't know about it, then you are holding yourself back.
Mm.
So, you know, very much so. I mean, I would be very happy to do something like that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Because we speak like this every week and we have for years. And you wonder those who are listening, you know, being Youth Day, you've often said that in the house, the young people often drive these things and parents end up listening to the kids who drive these things home, where the parents might be so oblivious to these things because they're so focused in other areas of life. So if anything,
yeah.
you know, to see young people in houses, in homes, should be driving these things even more passionately.
So this is then the next step. I mean, over the years, we always used to teach teachers, and teachers taught children, and then children would come to their parents and say, no, but we can't do this, we must do that.
Yeah.
Which I really, really love. But now when these children finish school, this type of thing will give them an opportunity to literally make a career out of this and become really active on the ground and form organizations and start reporting about it and so on, which is, I mean, it's very underreported in our country what's actually going on the ground. People phone us,
yeah.
But it's not out there visible, you know?
And just like Elma said, if you do want to catch up with these stories that aren't always visible out there, you'll find them on thegreentimes.co.za. This headline story we're talking about this morning, Environmental Rights and Remedies Course Seeks Nominations. That's the title. You'll find that on thegreentimes.co.za and this conversation under Elma Pollard's channel on Get Up and Go Breakfast on our website, kpulpit.co.za. Thanks for hanging out with us on your holiday day, Elma.
Awesome. Have a great green youth day.
Ah, and you. Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.